Welcome to Peace. Pastor Jeremy Luckey, want to welcome those that are gathered here in the sanctuary, also those that are tuning in online as well, maybe even those out in the parking lot. We're still broadcasting on the radio. Great to have any of you with us here this morning. You know, in life, it's so important to find purpose, to have a reason for living, right? I read a book a couple months ago, and the author figured out that his life purpose, he said every person should come up with a life purpose. His life purpose was to be available to people. That was his life purpose. That's it. So this man, his name's Bob Goff, he wrote a book, and in that book and in all the books that he wrote since that time, he places his cell phone number on the last page of the book to fulfill his life purpose, to be available to people. He's fulfilling it. Isn't that crazy? He gets over 100 phone calls a day, is what he says. Dear friends, how important it is to have a purpose. Whatever it is, it's important to have something that drives you, that gives you a reason for living. Did you know that Jesus gave his life purpose often in his ministry? We're going to hear it today. Mark chapter 10, verse 45. The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and give his life as a ransom for many. That was Jesus' life purpose. That's why he lived. That's why he did what he did. So we'll be inspired by that to find out Jesus' life verse, his purpose for living today. But also there are some other blessings in our service today as we gather for song, as we uplift our voices in prayer, and as we, of course, receive the body and blood of Jesus as well. Today is a communion service. You'll notice that communion was a little different as you came in. If you're looking for the packages, they are there. They're not on the table that they typically have been. We're switching that to the back table that's right up against the wall. So if you're looking for a communion package like you have in the other communion services, it's all prepared. It's all in the back. Go ahead and grab one now or really before we start our service this morning. And of course, there's another option, another way to receive communion. That's to come up at the rail and to receive it when the ushers guide you forward. Just a couple other announcements before we begin. This Wednesday is the last midweek Lent worship opportunity. 5 o'clock is soup supper, followed by 6 o'clock worship right here in the sanctuary. Also, we still have our Seder sign up. I think all the food is accounted for. If you do have a desire to be a part of the Seder meal, sign up on the form out in the hallway leading into the fellowship hall. And then finally, just want to point out, won't go through all the details, but on the back page, Dan, and I think Sally was behind this too, there's just a listing of all the things that we need for Easter to make sure that we're prepared and ready to go. Take a look at that. Ooh, on page 14 and page 15 in your bulletins, there are lots of ways that we can help and make Easter a really memorable time this year. Excellent. I think that does it for all our announcements today. Are there any other announcements to share? One other little item about the worship service. We're going to sing a song now, the Feast and Celebration. There's a part of it that you will sing, and then I'll take the verses for that. I'll sing that. As you sing your part, please follow what's projected. Don't follow what's in the bulletin. Okay? That will throw you off, and you'll wonder, what? I don't know what happened. It threw me off. So the words are just a little off in the printed bulletin. They've been corrected, and just follow what's up ahead.